You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. U.S. Representative Garrett Graves says he expects Louisiana to need additional congressional aid to recover from the August flood, and he's displeased with the plan to spend the money received so far. The Louisiana 6th District Congressman raised objections Monday to plans developed by Governor John Bel Edwards' administration to spend $400 million on home repairs in low to moderate income households. Graves says Louisiana should have sought a federal waiver requiring the money to go to poorer households. At the Baton Rouge Press Club meeting Monday, Graves had this suggestion for the disaster aid.
What would happen if we Cajunized it? People, that's where the efficiency was. Things were speeding in terms of the rescue and the recovery. And then when we saw the government get involved is when the brakes were put on. The state's proposal showed that almost one-third of the funds were going to be spent on administrative and compliance costs. One-third.
But members of the media who were in attendance reminded Graves that Louisiana doesn't have a very good history when it comes to post-disaster recovery. In fact, Livingston Parish, which was hit hardest by the recent flooding, is still fighting the federal government for some $58 million in claims made after Hurricane Gustav, claims that the federal government says are fraudulent.
I want to be clear, I will never condone, you know, waste, fraud, and abuse, but there is a time value of money, there's a victimization factor here that needs to be considered, and I think what would make more sense is to be more generous about the allocation of dollars on the front end, have an aggressive accountability program on the back end, and then clean up your books after the fact.
For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.